Welcome to the Clinician Researcher Podcast, where academic clinicians learn the skills to build their own research program, whether or not they have a mentor. As clinicians, we spend a decade or more as trainees learning to take care of patients. When we finally start our careers, we want to build research programs, but then we find that our years of clinical training did not adequately prepare us to lead a research program. Through no fault of our own, we struggle to find mentors, and when we can't, we quit. However, clinicians hold the keys to the greatest research breakthroughs. For this reason, the Clinician Researcher Podcast exists to give academic clinicians the tools to build their own research program, whether or not they have a mentor. Now, introducing your host, Teosi Onwemena. Welcome to the Clinician Researcher Podcast. I'm your host, Teosi Onwemena, and it is an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to bring you this episode today about making the most out of conferences that you attend. And I will say that this comes to me from the last few days where I've been attending a conference, which has been really intense, really fun, really deeply educational. So much was learned. I feel like my life has changed as a result of attending this conference. And I know it has, right? I know it has, even when I don't feel like it has. Every time you do something for yourself and you take time away to invest in yourself, there's always a transformation, even when you can't feel it. Even when it feels like, oh, there we go, we did another conference. The reality is that your life is changing. So this has been a phenomenal conference. And yes, just to be specific, it's not an academic conference. It's a conference that I attended as kind of like a life development type conference. And it was just phenomenal. Anyway, so of course, conferences are on my mind. And I think about, wait a minute, how do you maximize the value that you get out of attending a conference? Because sometimes it can feel like it's just the norm. We attend conferences and whatever happens, I have to travel, oh my gosh, or not travel. But there's room to really create out of conferences the experience that you want. And so I want to share a little bit about, like, how do you maximize the value that you receive from a conference so that you don't feel like you are just attending. You know that it actually is serving you. Because, you know, when your life is changing, but you are not aware that it's changing, then is it really changing? And part of the power of change or transformation is when you realize transformation is happening. And so how do you really capture the transformation that's happening so that you can channel it in a way that actually improves your experience? Okay. So the first thing is that if you're going to go for a conference, you really want to create space to attend. Now, what does that mean? I mean, you're leaving home and you're traveling and you're going somewhere for the conference, but it's like, are you creating space to attend? Like sometimes, and I will say this is my experience, sometimes I've attended a conference where I've taken my whole family to the conference and I'm distracted because on the one hand, they're not part of the conference and I am. So here I am trying to attend the conference, but also trying to manage their needs and responsibilities. That is distracting. And I will say that I don't fully get the benefit of actually being at the conference or the full benefit of actually hanging out with them because my mind is divided and split. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give a talk at 4. I'll see you at 5. Or, you know, it's so that's one example. However, there are conferences. In this particular conference, we all went. It was a conference we all attended. And so there are opportunities that you do get to do that. And so we're all attending. We all have different things that we're, you know, participating in as part of this conference. It feels like we're all kind of, I'm able to be engaged, where it doesn't feel like I'm splitting my time and attention. But creating space for a conference depends on the kind of conference, but it's that you're actually making time to do it, where you're able to fully engage in all the benefits of the conference. And what are the benefits of conferences? So I think I've talked about this in a prior episode, where it's like the benefit of the conference is not just all the things you learn. Definitely you should go to learn, but it's not just about learning. It's about the connections that you make as well. And it's about kind of the combination of information and connection that makes conferences really beautiful, really powerful. And for whatever reason, they have staying power, right? Conferences have been around for a long time. They're going to continue to be around because they are really important and vital. And in-person conferences are going to continue to be around because the vitality of making like amazing connections in person is still relevant. And also learning in person is still relevant because, of course, you can do virtual learning, but there is something powerful about taking time away to really immerse yourself in a learning environment where you're able to learn new things and also make connections in the process of learning as well. And so conferences are really important. They're really great spaces. And if you're really going to maximize the benefit that you're getting out of them, you're really going to want to make sure you're creating space physically, mentally, and emotionally as well, so that you can get the maximum benefit from the conference. So that's the first thing, is to create space to actually attend and maximize your benefit from the conference. Okay. Number two is to have a plan. Now, there are different kinds of conferences. For example, our annual meeting conference in the American Society of Hematology is huge. Holy cow, there are so many options as far as things to attend. And then there are smaller conferences. For me, that's Hemostasis and Thrombosis Research Society, where there is a limited number of things that you can attend. There are not that many simultaneous sessions where you're attending more than one at the same time, or where, you know, there are conflicts and you're like, well, I have to attend this one, but I can't go to that one. You know, so there are smaller conferences where it's a little bit easier. Planning is more straightforward because there's not that much to plan. And then there are conferences that are smaller still, where it's like there are just a couple of sessions. And so it depends on the conference. But for the most part, you can still plan. It may make more sense to really sit down and do some planning for a huge conference like the American Society of Hematology conference, where you have to plan which sessions you're going to miss, which sessions you're going to catch later on the recorded sessions. You really, really have to plan if you're going to be successful. But in general, you're going to want to plan because you want to make sure that you maximize your investment. Presumably you paid for this conference, or even if you haven't, you've taken time off work, or you've made an investment and actually paid to travel to the location of the conference. So an investment of time and resources has been made in this conference. You really want to make sure that you maximize it. And part of that is planning. What do I want to get out of this? Where do I need to show up so I can get what I need? Now, you're thinking also, you want to plan what sessions you attend so that you can learn. But it's also, you want to plan what opportunities you have to connect with people so that you can maximize the value of connections with people as part of what you get out of the conference. Okay. So you want to make sure that you have a plan for where you're going to be, where you're going to go, what you're going to learn, but also who you're going to meet. Have a plan. And now here's the thing about plans. The beautiful thing about plans is that the value is in the planning, not necessarily in the plans themselves. And so you may ultimately say, oh, I made all these plans and now I'm throwing away all my plans. Great. Because the value of the plan is that you've been thoughtful rather than that you have a plan, because your plan may need to change and it's okay. Your job is to be flexible with your plans, not to feel like you are committed to this plan no matter come hell or high water, I'm committed to these plans. No, the purpose of the plans is to allow you to be thoughtful and reflective about how you want to move forward. It's not so that you become a slave to the plans and are not able to adjust them. So yes, have a plan for what you will attend, and also have a plan for what you're not going to attend. And this is important because sometimes it can be overwhelming and you feel like you need to be everywhere, but you don't. Have a plan for the things you're saying, I'm not going to this one. So it's very clear when your best friend shows up and says, hey, can we go to this? And you're like, oh, I already decided I'm not going to this one, but let's meet at the end. So you are able to be very clear up front when you're sober and intentional about what you're going to be at and what you're not going to be at. All right, so have a plan. Number three is that you want to create space for rest and reflection. Okay, so you're attending this conference, or back-to-back-to-back sessions, and this dinner, that dinner, there's this meeting, that meeting, and they are all great, but there really does need to be space for you to unwind and reflect on what you're learning and make the connections that, or at least follow up the connections that you've made. There is need for rest and reflection. And part of that is to consolidate what you're learning, is to consolidate the experience. Because have you ever been to a conference where it feels like a blur? You move from one conference and then you come back into the next thing. And then it's like, wait a minute, what did I even learn? Like, what came out of that conference for me? And so you want to, even in the midst of the conference, Have space to see how the conference is benefiting you. Have space to recognize the connections you've made. Have space to follow up those connections that you've made. So you want to please do what you can to create white space within conferences. One of the ways I do that is to go to most conferences really without my family, so that there's space for me to, you know, make the connections that are needed without feeling like I need to go and attend to their needs. And then to come back from the conference, just be by myself, where I unwind and rest and get an extended nap or sleep in the mornings. But it's important to create space to rest within the extended and busy time of a conference. Then what you also want to do, number four, is to create space to be with people. Create space for people. Some of the most amazing things that come out of conferences is just the ability to connect with other people, the ability for people to get together and say, hey, let's just have time to sit and chat. And it's like, oh, wait, the next session is starting in 10 minutes. I don't have 10 minutes. But you do. The sessions can always be caught. The knowledge in the session can always come to you in a different way. But the connections you make with people are really serendipitous, and they don't always come back. So recognize the opportunity of people. Recognize that people, most of the time, actually, to be honest, all the time, will matter more than content. I just want to say that one more time. Most of the time, and I would dare say 100% of the time, people matter more than content. So where you're like, okay, should I choose between making a connection with this new person who sounds interesting and exciting versus going to the session so I can get some content? Always choose the connection with people. You will always win. Content you can get later. You can get in a different format. You can pay for it and get the on-demand view and revisit it again. But connections are valuable. Connections are time sensitive. And connections are just kind of unique, and they're opportunities that come and go. And so create space in your schedule for people and be ready to shift things so that you can accommodate connections with people. And by connections, I'm not just talking about networking, though. That's almost sometimes sounds like a bad word, like networking. Oh, no, I have to do that. It's just recognizing when you see your old friend from med school, your old friend from residency, and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in a long time. What's going on? And you sit and you count up, right? That's not scary. That's pretty straightforward. But it's like, do you have space within your schedule to be able to take advantage of that opportunity of people you haven't seen for a long time? Or are you too scheduled where it's like, I wish I could talk to you, but I have this meeting with this pharmacy representative that I need to go to. I'm so sorry, I can't talk to you. You want to make sure that you're creating enough space in your schedule so that when the opportunity comes to connect with a long lost friend or to make a connection with someone new, that you're able to do that. So number four is create space for connecting with people. Number five is follow up. You've made all these great connections. You've learned these great things. And now it's time to follow up. Say to someone, hey, we met at the conference 3 weeks ago. Thanks for your thoughts about XYZ. And I would love to stay connected. And can we blah, blah, blah. So you want to make sure that you close the loop on those conversations that you had. And sometimes you may look back and say, oh, there was a loop I wish I'd closed, but that was 3 months ago. It's now too late. Can I just tell you that it's never too late to close the loop? It's never too late to reconnect with someone. It's never too late to say, hey, we met and I just want to say hello. It's just never too late. And one of the beautiful things about humans is that we love connection. We love connecting with people, and we certainly love to connect with people who remember us. So definitely you want to follow up, and especially you want to follow up the connections that you've made with people. You want to follow up the knowledge that you've learned as well so that you can consolidate it. Review your notes, maybe rewatch the session. But what you want to do is make sure that you can come back and consolidate all that beautiful knowledge that you acquired, or consolidate those relationships that started, or collaborations that started, or new ideas that was sparked. You want to go back and you want to follow up on those. Okay, so that was a short one. Five things: create space to attend the conference, have a plan for what you need to attend and what you will sit out, create plenty of white space for rest and reflection. Number four, also create space for connecting with people, And number five, follow up with people, follow up with what you've learned. All right. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I look forward to talking with you again next time on the Clinician Researcher Podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Clinician Researcher Podcast, where academic clinicians learn the skills to build their own research program, whether or not they have a mentor. If you found the information in this episode to be helpful, don't keep it all to yourself. Someone else needs to hear it. So take a minute right now and share it. As you share this episode, you become part of our mission to help launch a new generation of clinician researchers who make transformative discoveries that change the way we do healthcare.